time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five.
Just bring it, Benny.
You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories.
Don't be soft.
Here's Doug Franz and Ron.
Right down Wolfley.
Vince, how's Nashville?
Number five.
Okay, fine. We'll get right to it. Number five is your quick rundown on the playoffs. It's over for the Rockets. They beat Utah, so they advance. Golden State is not able to close it out at home. They lose to the Clippers 129-121. So now Golden State has to go back to L.A. to win Game 6, or the Clippers are actually able to force a Game 7 if Golden State doesn't get it done in L.A.
You got to love it. Kevin Durant pours in 45 and they lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Lou Williams, baby.
Lou Williams and Harold, both with 20-point games for Harold, 34-3-point games for Williams. Why does it matter? It was off the bench. And then the other playoff thing you need to know, there's nothing better, and now it's happened twice. Two nights ago, the Sharks end up winning in overtime in a Game 7. Last night, Carolina knocks off, on the road, the defending Stanley Cup champions in double overtime in a Game 7.
Taste it.
Taste it is right.
Number four.
I love hockey playoffs. Number four this morning. Wow. N'Keal Harry, don't say it. Don't say it.
From the workout I had, and I feel like I really turned some heads in the organization. So for some reason, I do slip out the first round. In my opinion, I think there's no way I fall past 33.
N'Keal Harry confidently says on the Birds and Gambo show he's going to be taken at 33 if he's still on the board. Why is that terrible? Because I think NFL teams will believe him. And if they want him, they'll move up ahead of the Cardinals.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
No, N'Keal.
N'Keal, what are you doing?
Tell everybody.
What are you doing?
The Cardinals didn't like me at all. I think I bombed that interview. I'm really frustrated by it because I wanted to say.
I'm going to be around till the third.
No, N'Keal.
Number three.
Number three this morning is the latest NFL draft rumors, and a lot of them are division related. The question is, do the Cardinals take Kyler? And if not, what kind of action do the 49ers get at pick number two? The other thing in the division is the news that a lot of teams have supposedly called the Rams. Granted, they've called just about everybody at the end of the first round to see who is interested in allowing a second round team to trade back into the end of the first round to get that coveted fifth year option.
You know what's incredible about this, Basinonians? Everybody has talked to everybody. Just know that.
Number two.
Are you kidding? 9:30 this morning. They're going for their second sweep in one road trip.
And that ball will fly on out of here. A three-run homer for Marte. His second home run of the ball game. And the lead goes to 11-2 right down the left field line into the bleachers. It's a four RBI night for Marte.
Three homers in the game, two by Marte, and another seventh inning RBI from Christian Walker.
The Diamondbacks are 14-11. They're tied for second place in the division with the Padres. They're a half game back of the Dodgers. Incredible, baby.
And remember, April was supposed to be the most difficult month on the schedule.
Studs.
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about this morning, it's finally less than 11 hours away. The 2019 NFL Draft Extravaganza. The number one question in the country, Kyler or Rosen? Next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.